Welcome to Musings from Sam Houston's Stomping Grounds, a production of the Newton Gresham Library at Sam Houston State University in Huntsville, Texas.
This is Cheryl Spencer, Library Associate at Newton Gresham Library. Our topic today is Henderson King Yocum. Henderson Yocum was a soldier, teacher, lawyer, and historian. He was a resident of Walker County, Texas for about 11 years. He was a dear friend of Sam Houston. Henderson King Yocum, the eldest son of George and Mary Ann Mattie Yocum, was born in Claiborne County, Tennessee, 6 December 1810. He graduated from West Point in 1832 and married Evelyn Cannon of Roan County, Tennessee. They became the parents of 9 children. The family resided in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, where Henderson practiced law and was admitted to the bar. He entered the military service in 1838 as a colonel in the Texas Infantry during the Cherokee War. He later served as a state Democratic senator from Tennessee. He was very interested in the annexation of Texas. In 1845, he moved to Texas and settled near Huntsville on the Four Notch Road. This area was known as Shepherd's Valley neighborhood. The road was named Four Notch because someone had cut 4 notches in the giant live oak trees at the turnoff of Highway 190, about 3 miles east of Huntsville. Henderson built a house of hand-hewn logs with a dog run or open hall. On either side were 2 rooms. Each of the rooms had a fireplace. Bricks from these fireplaces are now in place, forming a sidewalk in front of Henderson Yocum's grave in Oakwood Cemetery. The walk was constructed by Mack Woodward, Jr. as a young boy. He is a direct descendant of Henderson Yocum. Yocum was a member of the Methodist Church and a very active Mason. He served as Worshipful Master of Forest Lodge No. 19, AF and AM, Huntsville, in 1850. Yocum wrote the charter for the Austin College in 1849, where he taught law and was the college's first librarian. He served as a trustee of the college for 7 years. Yocum is best remembered for his authorship of the first History of Texas from its first settlement in 1685 to its annexation to the United States in 1846. He published this 2-volume set in 1855 after several years of work. It is believed that Sam Houston encouraged the writing of this history. On 30 December 1856, while in Houston attending a meeting of the Masonic Grand Lodge of Texas, Yocum was to address the Masons. He took pneumonia and died suddenly at the Old Capitol Hotel. His body was returned to Huntsville and buried in Oakwood Cemetery. A Texas historical marker was placed at his grave in 1976. The Sons of the Republic of Texas named the local chapter Henderson King Yocum, Sons of the Republic of Texas, in his honor. The President Houston chapter, Daughters of the Republic of Texas, placed a Citizen of the Republic of Texas marker on his grave in 1984. Yocum was honored in 1876 when a newly formed county was named Yocum County.